Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Graham did get it right in the end. It is Dr. Tanya Haj Hassan. Some of your texts, 51551, on the idea that's been proposed by Donal O'Shea to put sweets and chocolate bars into plain wrapping. John Kilcullen says, listening to your piece in confectionery, etc., one has to wonder how it is that we are actually living longer and healthier lives these days. The notion of banning sweets is plain daft. Noel, though, says, Philip, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to remember from years ago Tesco having a yellow pack range where products were sold in plain yellow packaging at a lower price. Wasn't it Quinsworth rather than Tesco did the yellow packs? Tesco could manage it 40 years ago, but the retailers are saying that they can't tweak it for modern consumers. Another one, listening to the discussion on sugar, my local convenience store, the checkout is walled up from floor to ceiling with sweets, very attractive packaging to small people. I'm a grandmother, but I find it absolutely wrong. One last one. Carl in Dublin asks, what about portion size? So many sweets are share bags now. There are less rolls of regular sized sweets in those share bags. Well, they don't often get shared. That was a point Donal O'Shea was making. 51551 on that. Now, imagine heading off on what you believe is going to be an 8-day work trip, only to get marooned and see that 8 days end up becoming 8 months. Well, no need to imagine, because that is exactly what has happened to those who headed to the International Space Station back in June. Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams. Last night, NASA again delayed a decision about how to bring them home from the ISS. The spacecraft that took them there, Boeing Starliner, has faced technical issues which has halted their return to Earth. Dr. Niamh Shaw is an Irish scientist and communicator specialising in space. She joins me on the line now. Remind us, what went wrong with Boeing Starliner?
Well, it's been dogged from the start, Philip, to be honest. I mean, it was supposed to launch in May. I was there. It was a very quiet media event, and it had hiccups even launching. But what's happened now is basically they managed to take off. They found a small helium leak shortly after takeoff, which was fine. But then as the Starliner capsule approached the International Space Station, you know, it docks like we see in all these science fiction movies, you have these thrusters at the back and it kind of helps you navigate. You know, there's 28 of them and 5 of them stopped working and they needed them in order to approach. So so Butch and Sunny overrode it and they got 4 of the 5 working, so they managed to dock. But the helium leaks continued and this has set the pattern that they're still trying to figure out how do they fix this and how do they get them home. And they've since found that the thrusters, basically there's a seal on the thrusters made of Teflon, and that's heating up and that's having an issue with actually getting the propulsion system working. The propulsion system being the moving, the ability for it to move and undock from Starliner.
And meanwhile, the longer that a craft spends like this in space orbiting the Earth, the more that can go wrong with it.
Yeah, well, there's always like a timestamp for, you know, so every craft gets approved to spend X amount of days in space. And once you go beyond that, then it's considered unsafe. And so they're coming up to that time and that date. It's a really interesting situation. It's kind of unprecedented. It was always a test flight. So just to give you a background of what's happened with Starliner, it got the contract to provide a reusable capsule service to send astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA the same time that SpaceX did. SpaceX have successfully sent up 8 crews now. The 9th one has been delayed due to the Starliner. And that was in 2010. They got the contract. They actually got twice as much as SpaceX at the start to develop this. And it's just been dogged with issues from the start. Its first uncrewed, without humans, so crew, CRE-W, uncrewed flight was delayed, but it successfully went to the International Space Station in 2022. And this is the second test flight with people on board. It was supposed to just be a tick. And then Starliner was supposed to provide, you know, launch opportunities in the same way that SpaceX have for astronauts. So that's the long line. So it's been going on since, Ah, gosh, like problems since 2019, really.
Okay, but 8 days turning into what looks like 8 months now. We know that spending time in space doesn't do your bone density any good. It doesn't do your muscles any good. It probably doesn't do your mind much good either.
No.
Will these guys have been prepared or briefed? Would they be able to deal with that?
I would say yes, for sure, because both of them are very seasoned astronauts. Both of them have flown many times and their previous careers were as test pilots. So these people are made of mighty stuff, which is why only, I think, 0.1% of the world population become astronauts. They're incredibly more capable than most to deal with pressure and adverse conditions. So I would say in one way they're going, woohoo, happy days, because everybody loves to stay up in space because that view is incredible. They've all got that explorer spirit. So I think that's not a problem. The problem, I would say, psychologically is, you know, there have been long-term studies done of long-term duration missions, you know, on Earth, like analog simulated missions. And from that research, they found that, you know, for long duration missions, there's elation at the start and there's elation at the end. But in the middle, it tends to get very difficult because they know how long they've been up there, and then they know they have to do the same amount coming home, and they miss their family. Now, Suni and Butch went up thinking they were going up for 8 days. So they didn't really mentally prepare, but now they're going to have to prepare, as you say, for 8 months. They've put in two, knowing like, oh, we'll be going home. And now they're kind of going, well, actually, no. So they're going to have to dig really deep for that additional 3 months to get them home on that additional 3 months back, you know?
What are the options for getting them home?
Two options, really. And this is the issue. The issue is they're really taking their time. And I really admire and commend NASA for this, because safety is always a priority when it comes to astronauts. You know, it's different when it's just a science mission or it's no people on board. So the two options are this. If they figure out what's going on with Starliner and they can fix this seal issue, astronauts can return in the capsule. And that's fine. Or if they can't figure that out and they say they're going to do a flight readiness test next week, and that's that they're going to make the decision because it's getting to crunch time, what's going to happen is that they're going to remain on board with the International Space Station. Crew 9 are the next crew to come up. It's supposed to be 4 astronauts, but 2 are going to be left behind, so that those 2 seats will get Suni and Butch a seat back when that returns in February 2025, which
and
is why
the mission... And that craft can be flown with... just two?
Two? Yeah, it can, yeah, because it's semi-automated as well. And so the issue around that is Starliner was designed for Suni and Butch to undock it themselves and then return to Earth. So at the moment, that program and that software hasn't been uploaded in the control system of the Starliner. So if they do that, then they have to then run a whole new software upgrade on Starliner for it to be able to undock automatically and then just return to space on its own. So there are so many different scenarios here. I think they just want to make sure that they do the right thing, really. But
What's the problem with the spacesuits, Niamh?
What's the problem with the spacesuits? I don't know. You'll have to tell me about that one.
Was some issue if they went down in a SpaceX, having come up in a Starliner, that there was some incompatibility issue with the spacesuits.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There is. You're right. I never even thought of that. So the Starliner suits are completely different from the SpaceX suits. Now, but suits are suits. I don't know how, in terms of safety, I'm not sure. I'd have to explore that. But the Starliner suit is blue and the SpaceX suits are white. And so the SpaceX suits would be designed for the Crew Dragon spacecraft, and Starliner spacesuits are designed for Starliner. So you're right, that's an additional issue. But regardless of what happens, Philip, Starliner has to undock in the next couple of weeks because it has to make space for Crew Dragon. And then there's supposed to be another resupply mission, which has also been diverted to October because of this. So there's only so many docking spots on the International Space Station. So if Starliner isn't returning crew, it's got to go.
Does that mean dumped, like littered in space?
No, it should come back safely. It's due to come back at White Sands, a NASA White Sands test facility in New Mexico.
Just maybe not with people on board.
No, it'll just come and it'll land on ground, just not with people on board, exactly.
Dr. Niamh Shaw, thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.